stand for the reading of God's Word, please. Jeremiah chapter 17. We're going to read 7 and 8 again. And then we'll get right into it. Beginning in verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose trust is the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water, that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green. And it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. May God bless the reading of His Word. You may be seated. In our passage in 7 and 8, you see that those that trust in the Lord will be like a tree that's planted by a stream of water. The Scripture doesn't tell us that it's going to be always fun and games. It doesn't tell us that hard times or droughts will not come. But it says that when it does come, that you won't lose your fruit. And when it does come, you'll be like that green tree that's planted by the rivers of water. This morning, as we gather together in the name of our great Lord and King, Jesus Christ, on His day, we come to celebrate those that have accomplished great learning in their academics and in their short life that they've lived so far. And truly, I said this just a moment ago, the young adults that I've seen that came through Grace are just very, very bright, very, very knowledgeable. And seem to be very, very wise. And so, you know, I just pray that over you this morning. But whether it be college or whether it be high school, my prayer is that today that we would impart to you some form of godly wisdom. That we would give unto you some form of godly wisdom. Something that you will be able to take away from here today, this morning, and use the rest of your life. If you are able to receive earthly learning from the books and from the mouths of sinful man, how much more would you be able to receive from one that is holy and that is righteous and that without fail? How much more would you be able to receive heavenly wisdom from the one that knew no sin? Jesus spoke of kingdom principles. He spoke of godly ways. And this teacher, this instructor, this Rabboni, this master of divinity, he authored a perfect book. As students, how many books have you read? It's countless, right? The studies and the studies and the studies, it never ends. It's much learning, and yes, there is a means to that end, to where it provides for you some life and some income and to go in that direction that you're called to go in. But we see a better way, and we see a more gracious way. We see a way that is far more superior than what the world has to offer. The wisdom, if I had a chance that you would listen this morning, I pray that you would. Your grades teach me that you do. I know for the most part your grades and your academics, and it tells me that you're pretty sharp. All four of you, even Clay, who's not here. Clay plays the piano, and he's very gifted too. But this morning, if I had to impart one pearl of wisdom, if I had to impart one thing that you could take with you, it would be take the Christ Jesus with you. Take Him with you. Take His class. But be prepared. It's a class that doesn't end until He calls you home. He's the great instructor of it. He's the great teacher of it. He is the one that teaches and that leads and that guides. And so the wisdom that I would impart to you is take His class today. The students of Christ that find themselves seeking after Christ, there's two things that I'm going to give to you this morning. The students of Christ will find that His teachings, first and foremost, on an introductory level, 101 Christianity, deals with the inner matter of the heart. I'm not talking about the physical heart, as Isaac will learn about and already has in college and going into med school. Where is he? Did he leave? Are you there? There you are. I'm not talking about the physical heart. I'm talking about the inner man. Christianity 101 begins and it teaches us in this class of Christ. It teaches us the precepts of the heart. First and foremost, this is A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. Mackenzie, you can remember when you learn the song. You may not even be able to remember you've known it so long. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Now you're graduating from higher learning. The Bible here, what we're looking at is something that is introductory. Kindergarten. Well, pre-K 4 or pre-K 3, or I mean, they might put them in school nowadays when they come. I don't know when they come out. I don't know. It's early. But these precepts, first and foremost, that we see cannot be found by the instructors of the world and cannot be found by the colleges that teach worldly principles. They can only be found in this book. God's Word. Mackenzie, Isaac, Christian, Gracie, and even Clay, who isn't here. Your academics and your achievements have truly preceded you. No doubt, y'all are bright. No doubt the Lord has blessed you with the knowledge of the world just as He did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Five very, very bright adults that have excelled in the teachings of the world. Today we congratulate you and we honor you. It's truly an honor. It is. But before you set out on your own path, let me give you godly wisdom. The godly wisdom can only be received by a heart of faith. Can only be received by a heart of faith. Genesis in chapter 6 and verse 12, this is introductory. This is what it says. Genesis 6 and 12, it says, "And God looked on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted their way upon the earth." And truly, this doesn't just apply to the graduates, but to all of us, doesn't it? See, that what I'm talking about here is a way that seems right unto man, a way that we find ourselves in after each period of life. We go this way or we go that way. There is a way. And the Scripture teaches us that in Genesis, all the way back there in the beginning, the reason why the flood was sent is because man had corrupted their way. Even the eight souls that were saved and spared and that entered in through the side of the ark, they were wicked. They had to, by faith, trust in the necessary means to save them. And we know that that was the promise that was given to Adam and Eve in the beginning. They had to trust in that. Nevertheless, the flesh, all flesh, the Scripture says all flesh had corrupted their way. This was before the flood, and that corruption had to be dealt with. Today, as I speak to you of godly wisdom, understanding received by faith, that man is still corrupt in his way. There is no getting around this. Man is still corrupt in his way. Corrupt hearts lead to corrupt paths, which are corrupt ways. Remember, I told you that first and foremost, godly wisdom deals with the inner man. So first, in this class of divinity, if you will, all mankind has corrupted their way. All man has corrupted their way. Psalms 14, 2 and 3. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there were any who understood, who seek after God. And this is what it says. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. If you take this phrase, all turn aside, it means that if this is the path right here, and you turn aside and go a different direction, then you have lost your way. Am I right or am I wrong? You have lost your way. If the Lord has given us this path, and He has given us this way, and He tells us to stay on it, and we go a different direction, we have corrupted, we have lost our way. This is Christianity 101. The teacher is Christ Jesus, and He tells us from His Word, from His book, that He instructs us by, that man has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All have turned aside. There's no, not one that is good. So the truth that we learn first in this divine teaching is that all men have lost their way. All men have become corrupt. Sin has been passed down from Adam and Eve, then to Noah and to his seven souls that were with him, and from them all the way to us. It is in the blood. You can't get around it. Sin has been passed down. All born of a woman are sinful. We've all turned aside. Greed. We see it in the world today. Greed. You ever been greedy? I mean from the little greed to the big greed. I'm talking from the steak on your plate that you don't want nobody to touch. That's me. To the big greed, doing everything because of money. From the little greed to the big greed. Evil. Envy. That's jealousy. Murder. Strife. Deceit. Malice. Gossips. Slanderers. Any gossips in the house? Any gossipers in the house? You ever get in trouble with your tongue? All right, now we're getting somewhere. Haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents. We even are hitting on the children here. Now, don't take that the wrong way. We're not beating on them. Don't take that the wrong way. We're talking about that children are even sinful. Disobedient to parents. Without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful, impurity, perverse, lawbreakers, lovers of pleasure, lovers of the flesh, lovers of sin, lovers of self, lovers of sex, sexual perversion, lovers of the almighty dollar. It is all lumped up in one sin. Different consequences, but all corrupt. Do we understand that this morning? Yeah, yeah. Psalms tells us they have all turned aside. They have lost their way. Why? Because the very nature of the heart breathes out and foams out these things. Yeah, yeah. You can't get away from it. It's part of your nature. You ever heard somebody tell you got it honest? Well, you did. Those things I just listed, you got honest. Straight from your parents, all the way back to Adam and Eve. So, Proverbs 14 and 12, it says, there is a way which seems right to man, but its end is the way of death. David's son Solomon, in all of his wisdom, he tells us that the way that seems right to man, or the natural way that that he thinks he should go, is the way of death.
Yes, amen.
The way he thinks that he should go is the way of death. Meaning that you can't even trust your own heart. Can't trust your own feelings.
Amen.
The Word of God has been given so that we may trust in it. Because even in our own self, we will lead ourselves astray. Man's ways equal death and destruction.
Yes.
With all our learning, with all of our understanding, learn and understand that our nature, that our choice, and that our practice outside of the grace of God will always take us to hell.
Amen.
There's no getting around it.
Yes.
And it's quiet in here this morning because you know it's true. Just as sure as the Mississippi empties into the Gulf of Mexico, just as sure as it empties into the Gulf of Mexico, the wicked without the Lord will enter into hell.
Yes, yes.
And just as wide as the Mississippi is, the path that they're on and the way that they're going will be just that wide. And you'll think you're on the right path because everybody else is going the same direction, but you're not, my friend. Jeremiah chapter 17. Listen to what it says. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength and whose heart turns away from the Lord. For he will be like a bush in the desert and will not see when prosperity comes, but will live in stony wastes in the wilderness. I don't want to live in a stony wasteland in the wilderness, dried up where there's a bunch of salt. Do you? That doesn't sound fun to me. The thought of me going to live in the desert in Utah would be terrible. Where there's nothing but dirt and nothing but salt and nothing but brown. Oh! No life. No life whatsoever. This is the person that trusts in their own way. This is the person that follows their own path. This is the person that does not heed the Word of God. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. For he'll be like a tree, just like Psalms 1, planted by the water that extends its root by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaves will be green, and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. The heart is more deceitful, verse 9 says, than all else, and is desperately sick. Who could understand it? Verse 10 tells us this, I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind. Even to give to each man according to his ways. According to the results of his deeds. I've spoken to you, graduates, about the wrong way. Do we grasp it? Do we get it? I've spoken about the wrong way. The Scripture teaches this. This is clear. There's a way that leads to death. But there's also a way that leads to life. Is that not right? There's also a way that leads to life. And let's speak to that for just a moment. A way that is to be received. This is a way that is to be received by faith. And faith alone. Not by some works that we can conjure up or some checklist that we think that we can do to inherit receive salvation, not by some means that we can justify ourselves. No, the way that is right is a way that is by faith.
Yes.
It's not a path of death, but rather a way of life. And the Scripture teaches us that it's an abundant life.
Yes.
Like I told you, this is Christianity 101. We talked about the wrong way. Let's go the right way. This is what we teach our children from a young age. If you're a godly parent and you're teaching them, even if you're not a godly parent, there's a way that's right and a way that's wrong.
Yes.
These are easy concepts, easy things to learn, but sometimes hard to put into practice. Hebrews tells us in the 10th chapter and in the 19th and 20th verse that the new and living way is through the person of Christ Jesus. That the new and living way is through the person of Christ Jesus. It says, since therefore, brethren, we have confidence to enter into the holy place. That's in other words, to approach God the Father by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He inaugurated for us through the veil that is His flesh. Hebrews tells us very clearly in the 10th chapter and even in the 9th chapter that the path to God the Father is only through the perfect Son, Jesus Christ. And the only way that is even possible is because His flesh was ripped open so that we may be able to pass through and stand before God justified in His precious Son. This is the way of life. This is the way of abundant life. This is the way of godly wisdom. This is the way of godly understanding. This is the way of absolute truth. Graduates, in all your learning and in all your understanding, get godly wisdom. Get it. Hold on to it, for your life depends upon it. If you desire to look into wisdom and truth of God the Father, it's to us in the person of Christ the Son that it is revealed. Plain and simple. If you want the wisdom of God, you see it in the person of Christ Jesus. Look to Him. If you desire a life of abundance, of spiritual blessings, if you desire that life that the Father gives, it's only to be had in the Son, Jesus. And this is what we know John tells us. The way of life is through the Son, but it's only by faith. Only by faith. In the 14th chapter of the book of John, Thomas asks a question, and I wish we would all ask ourselves this morning the same question. Thomas, he asks this question, Lord, we do not know where You're going. See, Christ had been telling them and preparing them. He's going to prepare a place for them that He's going to come back and get them. And He says, Lord, what's going on? Where are You going? How do we know the way to get there? Thomas, not understanding anything Jesus was saying, he just blurts out the question, how do we know the way? How do we know the way to what? The way to heaven. How do we know the way to the Father? This is what Thomas was asking. Jesus responds and answers the question directly without resolve, or with all the resolve in the world. He says this, I am the way. I am the way to what? I am the way to the Father. This is what Thomas asked, and this is what Jesus responds with. I am the way to the Father. He's resolute in it without any hesitation whatsoever. He tells them, I am the way to the Father. This Lord's Day, this morning, the answer, the beginning of theology, the study of the Lord, the answer is still so simple. It still rings true through the hearts and the halls of mankind's hearts. It still rings throughout them, and it's simply this. Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father. Amen. He's the only way to glory. Yes. That's it. Amen. Thomas asked the question. Jesus answered him. That's only to be received by faith, we understand. Graduates, this morning we truly do salute you, and we thank the Lord that you're healthy. We thank the Lord that you are graduating and you're truly doing well. You're doing well. But I tell you, in all your learning and the path that you're about to embark on, whether you are graduating completely or going into another field or continuing your education, I tell you this morning to choose Christ. Take Him up. By faith, believe in Him. In His atoning sacrifice. How He died on the cross and rose again to take away our sins, our corruption, the way in which we were going. He died to take that away from us. So that where He is going and where He is, there we may be also. That we may stand before the Father, justified through the works of the Son, Jesus Christ. This morning I pray that I know you guys are smart. You are. I pray that you'd receive Christ. I pray that you'd receive Him. I pray that you'd learn of Him. I pray that you'd pick up anything and everything you can to study His ways. The Lord has given us 66 books to explain every bit of this. So in all of your learning and all of your reading and all of your knowledge, pick up the true book, God's Holy Word. Pick up godly wisdom and run with Christ. Let's pray. Father, we come to You this morning thanking You for this opportunity just to speak to the graduates and to instruct them to impart some heavenly wisdom to them.